Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating consultation note on patient Vladislav Brook. First name is Vladislav, Vladislav. Last name is Bruch, Bruch. Date of birth 11/15/2010. This letter is being written to Dr. Arthur Palusa. First name is Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R. Last name is Palusa, P-O-L-U-S-S-A. Address 812 Pollard Street, P-O-L-L-A-R-D. Pollard Road. Pollard Road, not street, 812 Pollard Road, Suite 5, Los Gatos, California, 95032, telephone number 408-866-6776. Dear Dr. Palusa, P-O-L-U-S-S-A, thank you for asking me to see this 12-year-old male in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Vladislav, V-L-A-D-S-Y-S-L-A-V, has been residing in USA for 8 months ever since coming from Ukraine, period. Family is concerned about food allergies or perhaps some other allergies to things like chocolates and some other condiments, etc., period. There is some discoloration and itching around the lips, period. As I was taking the history, he was constantly smacking his lips, and that certainly could cause certain discoloration and rashes around lips, period. There is no history of any asthma, seasonal allergies, or obvious food allergies, period. Basically, he's a healthy kid and does not seem to be having any other significant issues, period. He has used Benadryl cream and taken oral Benadryl with some benefit, period. The family has also used Claritin along with the Cicaplast, a cream which has some unusual ingredients along with some cortisone like medication, and that has been used intermittently, period. This particular medication is obtained from somewhere in Europe, and it's very difficult to figure out what the actual ingredients are, period. Certainly those ingredients could cause some sort of contact type allergy, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 12-year-old who had mild discoloration around his lips, but no scaling, period. There is no history of any obvious urticaria or eczema-like lesions, period. Clinically, I believe he has some sort of contact dermatitis and perhaps needs a dermatologist if this thing doesn't get better, period. Family exhibited significant anxiety and wanted some blood tests and allergy tests, and I believe this probably will not tell us too much, period. I recommended hydrocortisone cream 2.5% twice daily for about 1 to 2 weeks, and recommended them not to use any citric juices or fruits, period. I also recommended to stop any other cream and Claritin, period. Basic skin testing to certain foods was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergies, period. However, his rash around his lips is much better, and I explained to them that we really do not need to do any more tests, but they certainly may want to consult with a dermatologist, period. Family was appreciative for all this information that was provided to them, period. My final diagnosis, number one, possible contact dermatitis. Number two, possible contact type allergy to citrus fruits and resulting in constant smacking of lips. Number three, no evidence of any IgE type allergies. My recommendations are as follows. Number one, use Vaseline a few times a day around his lips and avoid any citrus fruits, period. If there are no, if there is no significant improvement, then I would recommend a consultation with a dermatologist, period. Overall, this child should do quite well, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Vladislav Brook. Thank you.